We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we can help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern, and the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky, and while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, there'll be bidding America goodbye.
South of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nice to have you with us. Today is the 23rd of July. Okay, I don't know. I'm hearing some extraneous audio there, Dan. Today is the 10th of September, 2011, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the program. It's going to be a busy program starting in the second hour. The bottom of the second hour, we're going to be visiting with Rosalind Peterson of the Agriculture Defense Coalition. We're going to be talking about this five-year Navy testing exercise that's being done along our U.S. coast here. We're being surrounded by toxicity on all sides. Our environment is deliberately, in my opinion, deliberately being poisoned, even as they're wagging their environmental finger at us and telling us we need to change our lifestyles, yet we have all this going on all over the place. We're probably going to be getting into weather modification as well. Rosalind has done a lot of work in that arena. But first, there's a lot going on with regard to our cattle feeders, our ranchers, our farmers, as I like to talk a lot about on this program. That's certainly something that should be close to every one of our hearts. If you like to eat, folks, our farmers and ranchers are under attack in a major way. And this next story here is just a perfect example of that. RCAF this past week, actually it was September 1st, is when this came out. The EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, now has declared hay a pollutant. And RCAF says it's an effort to antagonize small and mid-sized U.S. cattle feeders. Now, we know, we've covered on this program about how the Environmental Protection Agency has already stated its claims. They intend to crack down on farm dust. Now, ladies and gentlemen, how insane is this when farmers can't till their crops? When farmers can't turn over the crops? We know with regard to the so-called greenhouse gas nonsense, the cap-and-trade stuff. They're trying to institute no-till farming, no-till gardening, where you can't even turn over the soil because you're going to release carbon dioxide into the atmosphere if you do that. And so they don't want you to till the soil because you might release greenhouse gases. The farmers aren't allowed to have dust. And yet you can't farm without creating dust, folks. This is how insane it's gotten. And bear in mind, the multinational corporations can buy their way around these regulations. All right, we're going to talk a little bit about this EPA declaring hay a pollutant on the other side of the break. I got this RCAF piece. Then we're going to get into some Homeland Security nonsense, as tomorrow is September 11th, the 10-year anniversary. We have government conspiracy theorists everywhere. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
All right, we're back. This is Covered America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here on this 10th of September, 2011. I don't know if I gave the date in the first segment, as I usually do. But anyway, we're moving along here rapidly toward the month of August, fall. We're already into September now. It's amazing. And pretty soon here in the northern states, we're going to have snow falling. And it's just amazing how fast the year goes. It just seems like yesterday that 2011 was beginning, and I know I go on and on about this from different times, time to time, but where does the time go? It's almost like we're in a big giant time warp. Things have sped up. I don't know if it's because we're living in such eventful times in this day and age that it just seems like things go fast. But as we watch and get engrossed in the cycles of everything that's going on today, moving from one event to the other, and we're besieged by crises today. For those of you who aren't aware, most of you do know this, but for new listeners, we live in a Hegelian society. And what I mean by that is crises are being orchestrated and engineered on purpose, in my opinion, to bring about predetermined outcomes, predetermined change, because people have learned, so societal architects have learned many years ago that they can manipulate public opinion much better if they convince you ahead of time, they condition you ahead of time to understand their need for the changes that they want to bring about. So they might float an idea to see how, a trial balloon, to see how people go for it. And if it's not something that people are willing to accept, or if they already know that it's not something people are willing to accept, then they will engineer a crisis that will demand the need for the change and condition the minds of the people that this predetermined outcome, this plan that they want to put into place, is necessary. And terrorism is a good example of that. It's probably one of the best examples of that. We know that the other side has engineered terrorist activities all over the globe and do and continue to do so on a routine basis. Now, that may sound like an outlandish statement for some who haven't been listening, haven't been paying attention. I encourage you to keep listening because we cover these things all the time. The shooter in Norway, good example of that. We know the police took 90 minutes to respond to the scene of that shooting. We know that there were drills that were held, and this is a pattern repeatedly over and over again with these terrorism situations where there is an engineered terrorist crisis. One good way to know whether or not it's engineered is a pattern. Certain patterns keep popping up, and one of those patterns is drills being held that go live. Drills, 9/11 is a good example of that. FEMA was in town the night before 9/11 happened. The head of the, I think his name was Tom McKinney or something like that. He was on the continuing coverage with Dan Rather, if I can talk here. He was on the continuing coverage with Dan Rather, as Dan Rather went live for days after September 11th took place, live on the air. The head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency Search and Rescue Division, he was one of the major, I'm not sure if I got his title right or not, but he was on. We have the audio of that. Actually, if you want to go to the audio section of the sweetliberty.org website, it's in there. I think it's in real audio format. So you'd have to find a real player someplace, probably. Point of the matter is, he admitted in that audio that they were in town the night before. What were they in town for? Well, they had a drill. Well, wasn't that convenient? So they were all in place. Everything was all set, ready for the real event to take place the following day. And this is something that's happened over and over again. And the Norway shooting incident is a good example of that as well. As I said, the police took 90 minutes to respond. Why would the police ever take 90 minutes to respond to any crime scene? They were adding to the impact of the crisis, ladies and gentlemen. They were probably ordered to stand down. But the point is that there's no reason, you know, we were having technical problems. We couldn't find a helicopter. Come on, man. You can't find a helicopter and you're a police department? You mean there were no news media with helicopters there? There were no, I mean, come on. You got to do better than that. But, see, it was an operation. And then we find out ahead of time that there were drills that were held, some of which concluded just like, I think it was like 2 hours, something like that, before the actual event took place. So, I mean, these things are engineered all the time with the thought in mind, with the desire in mind to manipulate you. And that's why we talk about the Hegelian dialectic so much on this program, is because the average person needs to get in their head. They need to understand, whenever you see a crisis, the vast majority of time, it is not something that just happened naturally. And weather events certainly are a good example of that as well. Even I was unaware of how many programs are going on right now to modify the weather. They're going on all over the place simultaneously. And Rosalind Peterson has a lot of excellent documentation on her website about that. Her websites are linked up with ours at governamerica.com. We'll get into that some more starting in the second hour. Before the break, I was talking about how the Environmental Protection Agency has now declared hay a pollutant. RCAF USA says during his presentation on the status of the nation's new country of origin labeling, COOL, law. And on behalf of the RCAF USA Cool Committee, RCAF USA member and Kansas cattle feeder Mike Calicrate was asked a non-cool question that set convention goers on their heels during the 12th annual RCAF USA convention. And we need to know all the details about the convention. Somebody in the crowd asked this guy, has the Environmental Protection Agency declared hay a pollutant? An audience member asked. Calicrate responded affirmatively and explained that the Environmental Protection Agency recently initiated a formal enforcement action against his Kansas feedlot for, among other things, failure to store his hay in a pollution containment zone. Now the EPA has declared hay a pollutant. Every farmer and rancher that stores hay or that leaves a broken hay bale in the field is potentially violating EPA rules and subject to an EPA enforcement action, Calicrate said. How far are we going to let this agency go before we stand up and do something about it? Calicrate is permitted by the EPA to handle 12,000 cattle at a time in his feedlot, which is considered a small to mid-sized feedlot in an industry now dominated by mega feedlots, such as those owned by the world's largest beef packer, JBS Brazil, with a one-time capacity of over 900,000 cattle, or the other mega feedlot that also feeds hundreds of thousands of cattle at a time and is owned by the nation's second-largest beef packer, Cargill. Or the other handful of mega feedlots with capacities and hundreds of thousands of cattle, such as those owned by Cactus Feeders Incorporated and Fiona Industries. In comments submitted to the U.S. Department of Justice, RCAF USA estimated the above-named mega feedlots feed 18% of the nation's fed cattle each year, while one-fourth of the nation's cattle are fed in feedlots with a one-time capacity of 50,000 head or more. The largest of feedlots are getting larger, and Calicrate's feedlot is among the group of small to mid-sized feedlots that are being pressured to exit the industry, so beef packers and corporate feedlot owners can increase their respective capacity. Data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture show that 45 feedlots with one-time capacities of between 1,000 or more cattle, but less than 16,000 cattle, have exited the industry from 2008 to 2010. This is what this is all about, folks. These mega giant corporate farmers, huge multinational corporations, are forming the small family farms and ranches out of business. That's what this is about. And they write these regulations. You know, the animal ID thing. Okay? They write these regulations that are imposing more and more stringent restrictions and requirements, regulations, you name it, which cost the small producers so much money and so much regulatory red tape that it forces them, they just throw their hands up in frustration and give up because they can't make it. They can't keep, a farmer doesn't want to spend all of his time going through paperwork and trying to comply with every little jot and tittle of some regulation someplace. A farmer's job is to be out in the field, to be tending the crops, to be caring for the livestock. They don't have time or personnel to spend doing paperwork and going through legal issues. But on the other hand, these giant mega corporations have legal staff. They can wade through reams and reams of paperwork. They have legal personnel that write the laws and produce them to the legislators, the legislative whores in Congress. But this hay, declaring hay a pollutant, just yet another regulation by the Environmental Protection Agency, just like the dust thing that I mentioned earlier, to force these fine folks out of business. And I say it's high time that the American people rose up against it. We've seen with Monsanto, or as I like to call them, Monsatan, we've seen what they do with the genetically engineered crap that they put out on a regular basis to both the environment and our food supply. If you folks want to eat, you better stand up and defend the small producer, because it's the only hope we have. All right, we got to take another break. We'll be back. Stay with us. Don't go away.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. Where reality shatters illusion.
www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. And my email address is radio@governamerica.com. I keep it open during the program if you want to communicate with me. And in the meantime, I was talking a little earlier about how the Hegelian dialectic shapes everything. How all these crises, the ability to create crises and manipulate the minds of the people to accept predetermined outcomes is standard operating procedure, in my opinion, in my belief. Among these elitists, and I think a lot of this terrorism thing spells this out. Another example of this is what happened during the Katrina fiasco. We know that the hurricane that went through there, Hurricane Katrina, did not cause the flooding in New Orleans. It was the breaking of the levee. There were eyewitness reports that said that they saw helicopters flying over the levees just before the city flooded, before the levees broke, and they said they heard explosives there on the levees. Now, you can take that with a grain of salt, but you can certainly document the fact that the hurricane was gone. So it seems to me like if the levees were going to break, they would have broken when they were most stressed. But the response during the Katrina fiasco, after that whole thing happened, and I think that was around 2005, if I remember correctly. But anyway, during that whole fiasco, we know that the Federal Emergency Management Agency went through and did everything they could to interrupt and interfere with the rescue efforts. There were people that came in that wanted to bring relief supplies, they wanted to bring in water, wanted to bring in food, and a lot of people were dying of dehydration. They couldn't get out of the city, and people were on rooftops, just withering away in the sun. And FEMA went through. They cut communication lines. They turned away relief workers and people who were volunteering. Well, we have a similar type of situation again with the Texas wildfires. And supposedly, this is because of the bureaucratic red tape and everything. But regardless, they always hide behind certain things whenever they conduct their suspicious activity, criminal activity. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, let's make no mistake about this. Let's not mix words. This is nothing short of criminal. When you have a crisis, you do whatever you have to do to take care of the crisis, if it's a real crisis. In the case of Katrina, if people want to volunteer, you let them in and let them volunteer. If people want to volunteer to put out wildfires, you let them in and let them put out the wildfires. Mike Adams in Natural News writes that Texas wildfires, feds reject help from volunteer firefighters. Now, if these aren't created wildfires, or if there's not something in it for certain people to let these things burn, then why would they be turning away volunteers? He says, as fires raged across central Texas for the past 3 days, local citizens sprang into action to protect their lives and property. Local churches opened their doors and began hosting refugees left homeless by the fires, which have now destroyed more than 1,000 homes and 100,000 acres across the state in just the past week. Several branches of the YMCA also began hosting families with children. And a public school in Bastrop County opened its doors to serve as an emergency relief center. He says, hundreds of firefighters across the surrounding county worked for 2 days and nights in a heroic effort to contain the fires, but high winds Sunday night and all day Monday thwarted their effort. So the call went out for more volunteer firefighters to join the effort from across the state. Okay? So far, so good. Before they arrived, however, the federal government showed up and claimed it was in charge of the situation. Quote, agents with the Federal National Interagency Fire Center, a coalition of federal agencies, including the U.S. Forest Service, assumed command of firefighting efforts Tuesday afternoon, unquote, reports the Gonzales Canon. RealNewsReporter.com is now reporting that volunteer firefighters who had, in some cases, driven all night to reach Bastrop County were turned away by the feds, who claimed that since local officials never made a, quote, formal request, unquote, for volunteers, well, then the volunteers could not be, quote, unquote, activated. You see how the game is played, listeners? They don't want this fire put out. They want this to burn. They want to burn up more and more homes. They want the crisis. The only question left is why. Why would they want the crisis? Why do they want to burn people off their land? They continue, he says, so while Bastrop County burns from 40-plus fires that are still raging, the federal government is actually telling volunteer firefighters to go home. Quote, we were at the situation getting set up into strike teams, and this guy came up and said that the U.S. Forest Service had assumed control of the situation, and that if you don't have a vehicle that squirts water, go home, said Gordon Greer of Kirbyville in a Real News Reporter article. Gordon reportedly drove all night Monday to arrive in Bastrop and take part in the firefighting effort. So here you have a group of people who are doing what they have to do, doing anything they can do to put out the fires, and you have the federal government coming in and says, no, I'm sorry, we've got the situation handled here. Things are burning just quite nicely, you know. I'm laughing. It's not funny. Oh, my gosh. All right, bottom of the hour break. I'll finish this up on the other side. Hegelian dialectic, listeners. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Before the break, we were talking about this Texas wildfire situation and where how the federal government came in, took control of the Texas fires, and basically told the fire department, the volunteers, I mean, these weren't just ordinary people, folks. These were volunteer firefighters. You know, just said, you know what, despite the fact that you drove all night to get here and to help out, we got it handled. Now, of course, the fires are burning full force, 40-plus fires everywhere, and yet they're turning people away. It's just insane. Anyway, I want to finish this up. He says, one individual said, we were at the station setting up strike teams, and this guy came up from the U.S. Forest Service. He says, we've assumed control of the situation and that if you don't have a vehicle, go home. That squirts water, go home. Gordon Greer of Kirbyville, in a news reporter, a Real News Reporter article, he drove all night Monday to arrive at Bastrop and take part in the firefighting effort. He says, you've got guys who've driven all night long from Corpus Christi and Brownsville on their own dime, and they're turned away. That same story reports that Jennifer Jones of the U.S. National Interagency Incident Center confirmed multiple federal agencies would be taking over the scene. Tuesday afternoon, the Bastrop County Office of Emergency Management stated on its Facebook page that volunteer firefighters would have to be activated by the National Forestry Service first, unquote. In other words, if you're a local Texan, and if you want to help other Texans save their ranches or their homes or their businesses, you need permission from the federal bureaucracy first. Now, folks, I don't know about you, but there needs to be people just need to ignore what these clowns say, push past them and say, to hell with you, pardon my language, but we are going to do what's right for our land, for our fellow man. I'm so sick of this. This is a pattern that's happened over and over and over and over again. When will the people get angry enough to rise up and say, enough is enough? This is not going to happen anymore. All right, we have a caller on the line. I'm going to go ahead and go to Georgia and take Arthur. Arthur, good morning.
Good morning, sir. I hope you can understand me all well. My jaw's wired shut, so it's a little tough to talk.
Okay, go ahead.
You're talking about FEMA.
Yeah.
Being ex-military myself, I can tell you that you can tell a lot about an individual by the uniform they wear and by the patches that you find on that uniform.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a look at FEMA, and let's take a look at just one patch in particular. If you will look, I believe it's the right shoulder, you will find a patch. In the middle has the Great Seal. It also depicts the American Bald Eagle, small pyramid, which is completely riddled with symbols and all from the Illuminati and the global elites and all that within that pretty little picture. But what else do you see on that patch? Well, at the very top, you see FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Agency. Nothing wrong with that, is there? But how many people have really taken a good, hard look at those three bold letters at the bottom of that patch, above and below? United States Police. What else do you need to know, ladies and gentlemen?
What does it say?
United States Police.
United States Police.
Now, you think about that.
Do you have a picture of that that you can email me?
Not currently. I'm not at home. And
okay.
I won't be home for
later on. I mean, obviously, you don't have to do it right now. You could send that to me. I'd appreciate seeing it. Radio.
Well, as soon as I get home, it'll be about a month before I get back home. But as soon as I get back home, yeah, I'll send it to you.
All right. radio@governamerica.com. Hey, I appreciate the call. Thanks.
No problem.
All right. Folks, moving along here, we have the jobless numbers out. I talk a lot about the jobless numbers because this is really scratching where everybody itches, folks. Reuters reports, you know, and again, here's another thing. Another example, another created crisis in the never-ending list of created scenarios that we face today. This financial crisis has been engineered. Now, most of you know this, but certainly with the dishonest money system that we have, Federal Reserve has been around since 1913, we're almost up to 100 years of Federal Reserve living with this central bank. The last effort that stuck when they passed it, Woodrow Wilson signed it into law. And now we're in the middle of reaping the results of that. But not just that, also the fact that we don't have tariffs on the imports of goods and services in this country. This has tanked us even quicker in recent years than participating in this fraudulent monetary system, because as the jobs have left the country, and folks, make no mistake about it, I talk to people who are still in denial about this. The average person, even certain people who should know better, think, well, you know, we went through bad economic times in the past. It'll come back. It's different this time. It's not coming back, people. Why? Because unless you have tariffs on goods and services, imports, you create an incentive, and I would argue even the mandate for competitiveness for big corporations to be able to shop around in the world, around the world, for the cheapest labor possible. Not just labor, but government regulations, safety standards, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They can shop literally all around the world and find the location where their business can thrive the most. And then they import things cheaply back into the United States and, you know, capitalize upon the market that's here. Problem is, the market's disappearing, because as the jobs disappear, so do the consumer's ability to buy this cheap crap that's produced elsewhere. Okay? But we're reaping the natural consequences of what's called free trade. Now, there's nothing wrong with trade. Trade is necessary, and trade is advantageous. But free trade, in other words, as defined by the elimination of goods, of tariffs on imports of goods and services, this free trade has cost us, in the last 10 years, millions and millions of jobs. And every week I cover this thing. We lose 400,000 more jobs every month, at least. And all the Department of Labor statistics can do is screw around with the numbers and try to make it look like, well, some weeks it goes up and some weeks it goes down and we're in a recovery, and the media can seize upon the weeks that it goes down and trump that up as being a big deal. When in reality, the weeks that it goes down, many of those weeks, they're quietly adjusting the numbers upward in the following week. And we have this again, another example of it. Reuters, September 8th, 2 days ago, U.S. economy may be stumbling, but it's still standing. You see how they put the positive spin on it? No, it's not. It's falling. We're falling over a cliff. They say that was the message from two economic reports. It pointed to a weak labor market, but also a better performance on trade that should boost third quarter gross domestic product. All right, they go on to talk about Ben Bernanke, Uncle Ben, and his elevated jobless rate and sluggish underlying growth. He highlighted that. Well, you know, he's going to spin it. But skipping down here, they say, here it is, applications for unemployment benefits rose to 414,000 in the week ending September 3rd, from an upwardly revised 412,000 the prior week. You see how it's played out? They mention it, but they don't make a big deal out of it, and I'll bet you the broadcast media doesn't even mention it. They'll just tell you what the numbers are, if they even tell you that. They'll gloss over it. So they quietly revised last week's numbers upward as they reported the rise to 414,000, and they say Wall Street analysts have been looking for a dip, 405,000. Well, that's much better, isn't it? I mean, the point is, we're literally dealing with hundreds of thousands of jobs here. Hundreds of thousands of jobs, and this doesn't even really tell the real story, ladies and gentlemen. How many part-time workers should be full-time and used to be full-time? How many of all of the above used to make a much better wage, and now they're making a fraction of what they used to be making? It is a global race to the bottom for the United States. They're, you know, Vietnam, their workers consider a dollar an hour. You know, a dollar certainly is a good wage for them. And yet, you think you can compete with that? How are you going to compete with it? And yet they're in the process right now of having a new trade agreement, negotiating a new Pacific trade agreement with Vietnam, among others. If we have time, we'll get to that later on as well. Obama recently, this past week, a couple of days ago, he addressed his plan, you can call it that, to remedy the job situation. Now, I didn't watch the speech, but I would be willing to wager, if I was a wagering man, that there was nary a mention of tariffs. You know, instead, it's more of this Keynesian, let's spend ourselves into prosperity and create more jobs. The same type of stuff that so far hasn't worked one bit. So we're going to do more and more and more of the same. Now, CBS News says Obama's job plan may top $400 billion. Said on Wednesday, CBS News learned that the president's job and growth package now could cost $400 billion. That's a big number. Yeah, thanks, CBS. We couldn't have figured that out. They said advisors claim this plan will have bipartisan appeal and will be paid for with additional deficit reduction. Uh-huh. Sure it will. President Obama's plan will combine new tax cuts and spending measures. Okay, now we just learned just a little bit ago, and actually, let's see. I got so much stuff here, folks. But we just learned that the Senate apparently has quietly, this is the Wall Street Journal, Senate approves the $500 billion increase in borrowing authority. Okay? Just 2 days ago, the Wall Street Journal reported the U.S. Senate, in an unusual procedure, cleared the way Thursday for the U.S. to lift its borrowing authority by another $500 billion. $500 billion more dollars is what they raised it. Enough to keep the support of the federal government borrowing late through late January or early February. Now, keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, when they instituted this massive debt ceiling thing, you know, they really trumpeted this thing up in a major way in the media. Oh, we got to do this or the world is going to end. We told you at the time when they passed that thing and they gave us this, super Congress with these 12 Congress critters that were going to be allowed to fast-track legislation through, and the rest of the Senate was, Congress is going to be shut out of the process. We told you at the time that the very next day, borrowing increased to 100% of the gross domestic product. And within a couple of days, they had ate up already over, I think it was like 60%, of what they had raised it at, okay? It was like removing, it was like blowing a dam, okay, as far as the spending is concerned. And I told you at that time, it won't be long before they're going to be back with their handout again. Well, here you have it. Senate approves another $500 billion increase in borrowing authority. And so this whole idea of having a debt ceiling is just a joke. There is no ceiling. This is all just political games that they're playing. Why have a debt ceiling when you keep raising the debt ceiling? So anyway, the LA Times has really written a very good piece for a major media publication as far, you know, and they play into the dialectic a little bit as far as Republican-Democrat thing. But they say 961 days in, Obama becomes sick and tired of someone dawdling about jobs. They say, speaking on behalf of millions of Americans who've grown angry and frustrated over the president's 32-month ineffective inactivity on the job creation front, President Obama on Thursday told members of Congress they really have to do something about the crummy employment situation and do it quickly, citing the plight of millions of struggling Americans whose wishes for jobs Obama ignored for most of the 961 days he's been in office while chasing shinier health care and financial reforms. Obama said it was about time that Congress stopped blaming others. He said it was the time that members take responsibility for their inaction and halt their phony partisan games and political circus acts that pervade Washington culture. Because the Americans Obama hasn't been listening to, well, they're really hurting now. And who's Who's counting? It's only 424 days until November 6th, 2012. No plan yet to pay for Obama's ideas, but he wants immediate passage of his American Jobs Act anyway. Obama, whose Democratic spending priorities have pushed the national debt beyond $14 trillion, and folks, this number is pointless to even cite. Lawrence Kotlikoff, who is Reagan's economic advisor, he says that the true indebtedness of the United States is actually $211 trillion. When you factor everything in, it's $211 trillion. And this guy isn't just some nutcase. Like I said, he was Reagan's economic advisor. So he says, you know, all right, you know what? I'm up to break time. I'm going to continue this on the other side of the break. Got a lot of Homeland Security conspiracy theory news. Yeah, you know, we're coming up to the 9/11 anniversary tomorrow. And, you know, they got to keep scaring us. They got to keep making sure that you people are in a perpetual state of fear. We're going to cover that a little bit more as well. Stay with us. Government America continues here in just a moment.
Ladies, gentlemen, Americans, meet Steve Voss.
The American dream has become a nightmare.
Steve Voss.
We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not.
To meet and see Steve Voss perform live, you need to be at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, downtown at the Expo Center, all for $9 tickets. Get yours at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss Steve Voss in concert live at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri.
Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take
America. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hour, short segment here. We're going to finish this up with the economic news and get on to other things. But we were sharing from the LA Times about Obama's speech. They said because the Americans Obama hasn't been listening to are really hurting now, And it's just before, it's only 424 days before November 6, 2012. They say Obama, whose Democratic spending priorities have pushed the national debt beyond the $14 trillion mark, said it was important to curb spending and keep to the deficit reduction plan agreed to earlier this summer, while also investing in, you know, many other important things. Now, as I was pointing out just before the break, Lawrence Kotlikoff, who is Reagan's economic advisor, he says the real figure for the national debt is actually, if you add everything up, and subtract the tax base, you know, the amount of taxes that people are paying, you actually get a figure closer to $211 trillion. $211 trillion. And it wasn't that long ago, I remember he was saying $202 trillion. So that's up quite a bit. Now, you can say, well, he's a kook, he's a crackpot. Well, he was an economic advisor, you know. So, you know, I suppose anybody can take these figures and add them up themselves. Anyway, Obama then provided a joint session of Congress with a broadly ambitious list of goals. Now, listen to this. This is some of the things that he wants to do that he evidently outlined in his speech, which I didn't bother to listen to. Waste of time, folks. He then provided a joint session of Congress with a broadly ambitious list of goals that sounded to many people like, well, a lot more spending. Like, say, the $787 billion economic stimulus bill of 2009 that didn't stimulate much except the national debt. With the national debt already increasing $3 million every minute of every day, Obama wants to repair and modernize 35,000 schools. Obama wants $35 billion to go towards salaries for teachers, firefighters, and police. Obama wants $140 billion largely to update roads and bridges. Obama wants another $245 billion in business and individual tax relief. Well, that would be fine if the tax relief is going to go to the average worker, the average American, you know, small business. Obama also wants to extend unemployment benefits. Again, but see, here's the thing, folks. Extending unemployment benefits, you know, without doing that, people are going to starve. I'm not in favor of people perpetually being on a government check. Absolutely not. But they need to be talking about the thing, the very thing, the only thing that's going to bring American businesses home. And that's creating the penalties necessary to prevent them from going there in the first place, namely tariffs on imports. I'm going to keep beating this horse until people get sick of hearing it, because everyone needs to be beating this horse. This is the only thing that's going to fix our economy, short of getting rid of the Federal Reserve, which has evidently proved to be a very formidable task. All right, I'm at the end of this hour. We're going to continue. I'm going to leave the economy there. Other than the fact, I do want to touch upon this, what they're calling the NAFTA of the Pacific. I'm going to try to do that real briefly in the next hour, and then we're going to move on to some police state news. 9/11 right around the corner, and the Homeland Security Department, which makes everybody feel so safe, they're reminding us that we've never been more imperiled. Stay with us. Hour number two of Govern America is about to begin.
The next round.